Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. Today I'd like to talk about fellow Christians that are worried about offending family members, offending friends, offending anybody. We can't worry about offending anybody. However, I'm not a big advocate of trying to shove anything down somebody's throat, because the Lord gives us an example. Knock on their door. If they don't want to accept you, shake the sand off your feet and keep moving. He gives us the example of the rich man, where the rich man came to him and told him how good he was, the young rich ruler. And Jesus said, okay, well, sell everything you have and come follow me. Well, the rich young ruler put his shoulders down, slunk, and walked away. Did Jesus go after him? No. So it appears the word of God will come to you. The word of God will prick you, but it will never force you. It will never force you. Just like you could ask yourself the question. And for those fellow Christians that don't think you have a free will, well, give me a break. Why do you think God the Father put the that evil tree in the garden? He put it in there as a test. He put it in there as a test. You don't know if you have any obedience unless there's a chance to have disobedience. It's called a test in every one of us, including Jesus himself at the Mount, have to be tested. You will be tested. God is so sovereign, he gave us a free will. I look at it like that. For those that say, well, God is so sovereign and you don't have a free will, I'll rebut it and say, God is so sovereign, he did give you a free will because you were made in his image. And part of his image is the ability to choose what's right, to choose what's wrong. And even the Father in the book of Genesis repented that he had made mankind. And within two other verses, here came Noah, and he destroyed all of mankind. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He condemns most people to hell. Yes, he condemns most people to hell. And guess what? You were born into this world condemned. Yes, you were born condemned. He actually tells us in the book of John that he didn't come to condemn the world because the world is condemned already. He came to save the world. He's the knot at the end of the rope that we have to grab onto, people. What do you think? You think you're enjoying your life? Well, the pleasures of sin for a season might sound like fun. Oh, you love your little adultery. You love your little drunkenness. You love your little pride. You love all your money. You love all your toys. You love everything. Well, gang, it's all going to leave. It's all going to, at the very least, it's all going to rot. And the only friend you're going to have is the old guy weed whacking your tombstone. That's it. Every now and then, the guy whacking your tombstone is the only one that's going to be paying you any attention in the future. That's how it ends, guys. Sorry to say it. I'm not the ultimate pessimist. I'm the ultimate realist because I'm giving you God's word. God's word. But the good news is the Lord has given us a way to escape if we believe. Get on your knees. Yell out. If you're in bondage, if something has you wrapped around, and it's an evil spirit, it's an actual entity, it's an actual creation of God. Yes, that fell because it had a free will. It fell. It rebelled from God. The angels, yes, they one-third fell. And there are demons. And it's a very arguable point that you read Genesis 6 when these angels in Mount Hermon came down. And it's talked about in the book of Enoch. And don't tell me the book of Enoch, you know, isn't part of the Bible. Peter mentions Enoch. Peter was reading Enoch. It's in the book of Peter. It's in the book of Jude. If it was good enough for Peter, it's good enough for me. And it was found in a cave in 1947 to verify everything it says. And it talks about the fallen angels breeding with the daughters of men. And it talks about them having Nephilim as children, and when those Nephilim died, they became the unclean spirits that roam this earth. Yes, and they're everywhere, gang. They are everywhere. Get a hold of it. One man had a legion of demons in him. That's 6,000. Now, they were manifested as at least 2,000 because they went into 2,000 pigs. But can you imagine what we are surrounded by? When the scales fall off your eyes and you get a little perception that this is not your home, you are in a war zone, gang, a spiritual war zone. If our eyes could open up to see what's actually going on, I think we would all pass out. And we're told in the last days, good solid men, their hearts are going to be dying from heart attacks as to what's happening. And who knows? I mean, they're talking about UFOs now like it's nothing. And we know, I believe it, but to me, they aren't unidentified. These are demons. These are the actual evil spirits, I believe, that are starting to manifest. They are starting to manifest. And you know, until Jesus came, nobody knew what to do with evil spirits. But when Jesus came, a good portion of his ministry, if not practically all of it, because we're told in John 1 that Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. And the devil is the field general. The devil is the captain of all the fallen angels, all the demons. They're all part of his team. Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. Darkness. They're tempters. They're deceivers. Yes, and they're real. You know, I've come across particularly some Baptists that have never even heard about devils. And they're actually told. They're actually told, well, we don't discuss devils because that's giving them power. What? Are you kidding me? How big are your scissors to cut them out of the Bible? It's all over the place. Jesus, when he preached, said Satan comes immediately to steal the word of God. Your adversary, the devil, going to and fro, trying to destroy you and eat you. Yes, we fight not flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. When Jesus was on the mount getting tempted, who tempted him? Satan. Satan. When Jesus went into the synagogues, who screamed out? Unclean spirits. Yes, they're all over the place. We're told about this. Mary Magdalene delivered of 7 demons. So if you have something controlling you, if you're trying to do the right thing and something is controlling you and you cannot, you feel like you're in a straitjacket, I guarantee it's evil spirits. They are demons trying to control your will. How do you get rid of them? You get rid of them by casting them out, by continually renewing your mind with the word of God. It might be a fight. It might be an incredible fight. I don't believe this is just once and done, gang. It might be a fight, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, every thought captive. If a perverted thought comes in, if a grateful thought comes in, if a hateful thought comes in, you got one split second. Above all, we're told in Ephesians 6, above all, to take the shield of faith, to put the shield of faith above all the fiery missiles from the evil one. Here we go again. You're going to have missiles get thrown at you, missiles of lust, missiles of hatred. Listen, go against your will. Your will is the worst thing you could possibly have if you have not given it over to Jesus. Your will is stubborn. Your will has its own righteousness. Your will has its own education from the past. Your will is predicated on society. Your will is predicated on culture. Your will is predicated on what you read, taste, touch, feel, smell, whatever it might be. You have to go against your will. Wash your mind. Renew your mind with Jesus Christ. Your will always be in one mode: self-preservation. Me, myself, and I. You will have no concept that you are a created being, made in the image of God for his glory, but a fallen being because of Adam. Therefore, we take on the second Adam, Jesus Christ, through faith when we believe. We believe, yes, he was born of a virgin. We believe, yes, wow, he was so important. Herod killed every child under the age of 2 to try to kill Jesus. Yes, even as a 12-year-old boy, everybody was gathered around him to listen to what this young man had to say. Yes, devils would shut up around this man. Yes, but yet he was still willing. He rose Lazarus from the dead, people. He raises Lazarus from the dead. And within 1 week, the chief priests, the rulers, the Pharisees are all thinking, how are we going to kill this man? Because everybody wants to follow him. Can you imagine that, those demonics, people? Can you imagine? Don't you think Herod, I mean, if they were true Jews looking for the Savior, looking for the Messiah, if someone was raising somebody from the dead, wouldn't you at least corner them and bow down to them and say, listen, where is your power coming from? What is going on? But no, their game plan was to kill him. And to me, that's a message to all of us, that the miracles will never save us. What we see, I don't care how big the miracle is. You know, remember the first time you had a cell phone in your hand? I remember 30 years ago, I could not believe it. I got this cell phone in my hand, and I had a partner in business. It was a big cell phone. It looked like a bat phone. It was about 12 inches long, 4 inches wide. But I could not believe it. I remember calling my wife on that phone. This was like a miraculous thing. You know, just making a little phone call on this phone, and I could drive. It was incredible. It was unbelievable. And now I would laugh at that. Now I would laugh at that. We get on a cell phone. Why? Because it became old news. Old news. And that's what Jesus can become. Old news. I believe he was doing so many miracles, it more than likely became old news. That sounds crazy. That sounds crazy. But Jesus became kind of what the cell phone was. A miracle, but then it becomes old news. Because we're told he actually did so many miracles, tells us in the book of John, that all the books, all the libraries could not hold the amount of miracles Jesus Christ did. Yes. So gang, you better give your will. You better wash your will with the word of God. And if you are in sin, if you are in quiet sin, even if it's just unbelief, apathy. But if it's a sin, you know, if lust has a wrap around you, if bitterness has a wrap around you, give it to Jesus. View it as an enemy, put it on a plate, and hand it over to God. Yes, because he says, give me all your cares, give me all your burdens. His burden's light, his yoke is easy. Give it to him. Give it to him. He is real. We are living in a spiritual world. You are a spiritual being. You will have an eternal life. And there's two resurrections, one to eternal life, one to eternal damnation. We're told this. Two resurrections. I want the one to eternal life, and I'm sure you do too. Believe it through Jesus Christ. He paid the price at the cross. He died. He suffered. He was a sacrificial lamb for you and I. He gave us a way to escape. Yes, this story is foolishness to the human mind. Why? Because the human mind is condemned. The human mind will end in the grave. The human mind has no hope. But we have hope in Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.